You like to watch new stuff, right? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time. Like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. A new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. And Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's all new, and it's streaming now on Hulu.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Let me tell you who I am. I am a survivor, a teenage mother, a welfare recipient, and a woman. I am a teacher, life coach, minister, lawyer, and author. I've had my share of breakups, breakdowns, and breakthroughs. I did my work and put my life back together piece by piece. I am Ianla Van Zandt, and I am here to help you do your work.
I'm in New Jersey, doing the work of redemption. This is a story about three fatherless sons and the man that made them that way.
33-year-old Isam says he has spent decades living in pain because of his distant relationship with his father.
I barely have any memories of my father and my mother and I being a family. He was literally gone at the age of three. I felt very lonely as that little boy.
Isam's 37-year-old half-brother, Sean, had a similar experience growing up.
My mom raised me. She worked a lot, so I was left to figure a lot of things out on my own. I sold drugs. I robbed people. In and out of prison. I never felt like I belonged anywhere because I couldn't relate to where I came from, who my family was.
Isam and Sean say their father, 63-year-old John, was in and out of their lives, sometimes disappearing for years at a time.
It's been 2 years since I've seen my father, and he literally lives 15 minutes away. The pattern hasn't changed from childhood to now.
Over the last four decades, Isam and Sean say they've tried to mend their relationship with their father, but he has disappointed them, broken promises, and lied to them over and over again.
I think maybe around age 10 or 11, I kind of just wrote him off. It was like, okay, enough of dealing with your bull, you know.
It's so strange to come from a man and feel like, I can't trust you. I don't believe you. I don't know you.
Isam and Sean say their father has told them so many lies, they didn't even believe him when he said he'd suffered a stroke.
I don't trust my father at all.
Just when they'd given up on their father for good, they received a shocking phone call.
He's like, I know you don't know me, but I'm your brother. And I'm thinking to myself, this isn't Sean. And he's like, well, I'm your father's firstborn.
Why didn't he make an effort to make sure we knew who our family was? He has to start, you know, being real with us, because we can't build anything off a lie.
Since his stroke, John says he is now ready to face the sons he abandoned and finally introduce them to the brother he kept a secret for decades.
How many boys do we lose to these streets? How much pain is in these houses? Just by virtue of the fact that Daddy didn't come home.
I'm meeting Isam outside his childhood home.
Are you Isam?
Yes.
And I am Ianla.
Where he says he waited night after night on the stoop for the father who never came.
So nice to meet you. I was telling someone the other day that normally I have these conversations with myself.
What conversations?
Just conversations about my father. You want a pillow?
No.
No, you sure?
From the hood, but
okay.
I come right up out of Brooklyn, okay? So tell me this, why am I here?
Well, you're here because in June, I received a phone call from a man telling me that he was my brother. Mm. And he's 43 years old, and I knew nothing of him. So that, to me, put me back in the headspace of, you know, I've always been trying to reestablish a relationship with my father.
Do you have a relationship with your father?
Not at all.
Okay, so do you want a better one?
Or
do
I want to build one. I want one, yes.
I want to prepare you for a couple of things. Okay. Number one, that you may get exactly what you asked for. Okay, because that can be just as frightening as not getting it. Do you get that? Mm-hmm. Okay. I want to prepare you for the possibility that nothing changes. And then you're going to have to make some choices. Tell me about knowing that your father is alive and you and him are not connected.
My heart is broken. And it's been broken for a long time. And I feel lost a lot of times.
I know I was a daddyless daughter, and many times I had to sit on the porch waiting for my father to come, and he didn't come. How many times did you sit here waiting for your father?
Well, the sad thing is, I think earlier on, I was probably always hopeful that he'd show up.
You know, what's the conversation while you're waiting?
Every car that comes by, is that him? Or maybe he's walking. You know, maybe he's around the corner. Maybe he's in traffic. Maybe there's some reason why he's not here. Or why, you know, I've been waiting so long, but I never would get an answer. See, my mom was always quick to tell me that he wasn't coming. Like, I don't know what you're waiting for, and was trying to, like, push that on me, too, to not expect too much from him.
You know, we tell little boys, stop that crying. I'm gonna tell you, cry your little heart out. Because that's where your healing comes. Every tear waters a blessing. What does that little boy's heart want to say to his father? Yeah, it's okay. Yeah, let him talk. Let him talk.
I just want...
Yeah, just let him talk. Don't think about it. Listen. Listen and let him talk.
Do you even love me?
Yeah.
Do you even like me? You know, do you want to know anything about me? Do you care to have me in your life? That's what I want to know, because I don't see it. I don't see it being important enough for you to do anything about it.
I was thinking about you and your brothers and your dad the other day, and this is what I heard in my heart. I'm going to offer it to you. I heard that an absent father enslaves his son's soul to sorrow and suffering and questions that he never gets to ask. Have you been enslaved?
Yes.
Ask for what you want, because you're not a little boy anymore. You're a grown man. All right? I'm going to go talk to your dad.
Oh, yeah? Good luck with
and
that.
Here's your assignment. I need you to get clear, crystal clear, about the stuff that boy needs to say and the questions he needs to ask.
I'm meeting with Isam's father at a house a few blocks away.
Mr. Houston.
Hello, Ms. Bansan. How are you today?
Thanks for meeting me here. I wanted to bring us to neutral territory.
All right.
John spent decades lying to his sons, disappearing out of their lives for years at a time, and never even told them they had an older brother. I need to understand why.
So you have three sons, is that accurate?
Yes, ma'am.
By three different women?
That's right.
Okay, that means you didn't stay with your three children's mothers.
That's correct.
Three sons, and you're absent for all of them.
Yes, ma'am.
Let me just say, first of all, for me, as a mom.
Yes, ma'am.
As a woman, this ain't even about you.
Of course.
Really, it's not.
I understand that.
I sat with your son today on the same stoop he sat on, waiting for you to come many, many days. I sat with him. He waited for you. So, your story has to be communicated to your sons. Because right now, they've made your absence and abandonment about them.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah? And it's really about your story.
I've always been responsible to other people.
Mr. Houston tells me that when he was a boy, his own father abandoned his mother and their eight young children. As the eldest, Mr. Houston says he became the man of the house.
That responsibility led me to leave school at a very, very early age.
If you really felt responsible for your siblings, I would think that both that experience and the experience of being fatherless would make you cling to your son as opposed to detach from them. What happened?
I just didn't feel at that time that I knew how to be a dad. I just didn't know. I did not shun my responsibilities as far as taking care of them and providing for them financially.
Okay?
I'm not a deadbeat father in that sense.
Really? And have you ever been kissed by a dollar bill?
No.
Have you ever played basketball with a check?
No.
Oh.
I could have probably done more. I tried to do that.
I accept your story, and I know that that's your hurt and your pain. But I'm a student of Yoda, and Yoda says there is no try. There is only do or don't do. That's all I know.
I felt afraid because I felt that my life wasn't worthy.
Mr. Houston explains that when he was a teenager, the pain of his father's absence and the burden of trying to fill his shoes became too much for him to bear.
I went on top of my rooftop. And I stood on the ledge. And I was really ready to end it all right there at 16 years old. And as I looked down at the pavement and I inched closer to the edge even more, the police were there. My mom was there. My grandmother was there. And I realized that I was really, truly alone.
I hear that. And goodness knows I can imagine that. What I can't get with, Mr. Houston, is how you could inflict that pain that you experienced. The pain that sent you to the roof, how you could inflict that on your own babies.
And I can imagine what my sons must feel like.
Here's
because
what I want
I did that to them too as well.
Let me take you to that moment when you open your eyes and realize you had a stroke. Do you remember that moment?
Yes, ma'am,
tell me about that moment. Tell me about that moment.
I was paralyzed from the neck down. The first thing that came to my mind was my boys. And the doctor came to me and said, well, you're lucky to be alive. I didn't think so. I had to face myself. And quite frankly, it wasn't something I was very happy with at all.
You like to watch new stuff, right? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time. Like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. A new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. And Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's all new, and it's streaming now on Hulu.
Start clean with Clorox, because Clorox delivers a powerful clean every time. Because messes happen. Because...
Hey, listen. Remember how you told me to toss those takeout containers before we left for vacation? And you were like, I'm serious. If that leaks over the counter, it'll be a slimy abomination by the time I get back. And I was like, yeah. Of course. Don't worry about it. I won't forget. Well...
Ooh, yeah. That happens. So start clean with Clorox. Use Clorox products as directed. Rinse after use if in contact with food surface.
Now... I'm meeting with Sean, the middle son.
Hey, Mr. Sean.
How you doing?
I'm fine, Mr. Sean. How are you?
It's nice to meet you.
You want a handshake or a hug?
A hug would be better.
How are you?
I'm good.
You ready for this?
Yes.
Good. Come on.
I'm speaking with each family member separately before finally bringing them together for the first time.
What has it been like for you not having a dad?
It's been rough, you know? I feel like if I would have had guidance, I could have went a lot further in life.
I could have avoided a lot of the pitfalls.
Such as?
Crime.
Such as?
I sold drugs. I robbed people. I broke in houses. You know, broken cars. You know, I fought a lot.
Why?
I think when I was a younger man, I was just angry.
You been to jail?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What do you need to know from your dad today?
Why he lied so much? That kind of ruined me at a young age. Like,
what did he lie to you about?
He would do things like, oh, I got tickets to the Mets. I'm coming to get you, and never come. He did that so many times, like I never really took him serious. And I was like 10 then. My mom used to tell me your father battles with the fact that he's not pleased with who he is as a person. I think that's part of the reason why he told a lot of lies. My father told me that he recently had a stroke. Called me and told me, and I was like, yeah, all right, whatever. And then later on, it was kind of like confirmed, and I felt bad. I was like, dang, you know, my dad had a stroke. I didn't even go to check on him or nothing. I really thought he was lying. I thought he did that.
Well, he created that. So you haven't seen him since the stroke.
No, I haven't.
And he's not the only one you haven't seen. You haven't seen your older brother. Mm-mm. Don't know him. Never seen him. Mm-mm.
Didn't even know he existed.
And how'd you find out he existed?
He called me one day. He was like, this your older brother, my older brother.
Born from a previous relationship, Mr. Houston's eldest son, Juba, lived just 15 minutes from where his half-brothers grew up. But his father never introduced them and kept Juba's very existence a secret for decades.
You're the elder brother?
Yes.
You've never seen your brothers?
No, I haven't. He told me about them years ago, but never ever introduced me.
Do you have a good memory of time with your dad?
It's sad? No. He used to always promise my mother that he would really take the initiative to be a father. And he would lie. He would lie. He would tell her, okay, bring him downtown. And he wouldn't show. He wouldn't show. And my mom, she's a tremendous woman, because what she tried to do was always show me that she loved me. In spite of my father not wanting nothing to do with me, and this one specific time, she took me down there. He didn't know she was coming. And it broke out into a fight, and both of them was arrested. And during the arrest, they separated them in the cells. And I can remember sitting on the outside, and he screamed, oh, that bastard ain't mine. That right there, it has really took a strain, put a lot of pressure on me.
Tell me how. Tell me like what.
I made a lot of unhealthy decisions, from the use of drugs, turning to the streets at 14 years old, that led me to prison life. But that lifestyle, I really wanted out of it because I have 5 children of my own.
5?
I have 5, yes. 4 boys and 1 girl.
4 boys?
4 boys.
Yikes.
Yes.
Tell me what it's like to be the father of 4 boys, knowing that you didn't have a father.
It's rough because I never wanted to be like him. I never wanted to do to them what he did to me.
Okay, I want you to do me a favor. Turn your chair around for me. I want you to sit here. I want you to turn your hands up in a receptive manner. And no matter what happens, don't open your mouth. Can you do that?
Yes.
Okay. Mr. Houston?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, careful.
Okay.
I need you to trust me for one moment.
Yes, ma'am.
You will?
Yes, ma'am.
Come on.
Okay.
I'm not gonna let you fall.
Okay.
I'm not gonna let you get hurt.
Okay.
Now, I want you to tell me, just using your hands.
Yes, ma'am.
I want you to tell me what you feel.
Okay.
Do you know this human being?
Yeah, I think I do.
And who would that human being be?
This human being would be my oldest son, Juba. That's what I feel.
Now I want you to use your heart and tell me what you feel.
I feel him breathing in his heart, so full of grief that he never knew his dad. I'm sorry.
I'm so sorry for what I did. Please, can you find in your heart to forgive me?
For what? Forgive
for
me
for not being there.
And what else? Forgive me for?
For not showing you the kind of love that a father should show his son.
How about forgive me for not knowing how?
And not knowing how to be a father.
Sit here, Mr. Houston. He's got you. He's got you. He's not gonna let you go. Sit here.
I love you, man. I always loved you. And I forgive you. But I just ask you to be sincere, man.
What do you forgive your dad for? I want you to tell him.
I forgive you for the times that you lied. I forgive you for the biggest hurt that I ever felt was when you called me a bastard and that you denied me. I forgive you for that.
Here's the challenge, Mr. Houston. Your sons have never met. Esam could walk past his brother on the street today and not even know who he is. So we really have to heal that. We really have to heal that.
It's day two in New Jersey.
You look nervous.
I am.
Today, Esam and Sean will finally meet the brother they never knew they had.
I love you people. Call me here, ask for the help, and then I get here and you get all scared and...
And confront the father who kept him a secret.
So what do you know now that you didn't know when I got here yesterday?
You know, I was really thinking about what are my memories that really make me my angriest. I feel like it's my mother's anger that I felt like I've been living with all these years.
Yes.
And, you know, my mother and my father had a really horrible relationship. Last night when I went home and I spoke to her, she was telling me something about getting, you know, something about them. And I was just kind of like, well, what do you want me to do with that?
Good for you.
There's nothing I can do with that anymore. I don't think there was anything I could, ever could do with that. So I don't want that.
You know, so very often as women and as mothers, we're not aware of how involving our children and our upset with the father blemishes the child's relationship with the father.
There's really one story in particular that, like, angers me. And it was a time that she told me that they were having an argument, and the only way that he felt like he can best control her was to dangle me out the window.
And you don't remember that?
I don't remember that. She said I was an infant.
Do you know that to be the truth?
I don't. But that's perhaps I should ask
him.
But I've been so used to my father telling so many tall tales.
In order for this to be healed, you got to think higher, beloved.
Okay.
You got to think higher. You've got to hold out to the possibility that not only can your relationship be healed, but that he has changed.
You like to watch new stuff, right? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time. Like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. A new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. And Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's all new, and it's streaming now on Hulu.
It's been 2 years since Esam and Sean have seen their father, John. In that time, he's had a stroke, and they discovered they have an older brother. Today, they need to support each other as they finally hold their father accountable for his actions.
Long time no see.
Not that long.
So what is it that you are ready to talk to your dad about today, both of you?
Just enough of the secrets, man. Enough of the lies. Like, what's really going on with you?
Yeah.
What will it take for him to gain your trust back?
At least for me, some kind of acknowledgement of admitting that he lied about something. Maybe not even an explanation as to why you lied, but I want to at least hear you at least admit to one lie.
Well, accountability requires that he tell you what he was going for.
Whether their father is willing to own up to the truth is up to him.
How you doing?
But to demonstrate a renewed commitment to his sons, Mr. Houston is finally righting a wrong over 30 years in the making.
Come on now.
Oh, wow.
This is your oldest brother, Juba.
Wow. Man.
Oh. Man. Oh. I've been longing for this day, man. Wow.
Man. Have a seat. Oh, you want to sit?
I'm going to sit right here in the middle of them.
Okay.
Three against one.
Now, when you look over there, tell me what you see.
Three reflections of myself. I see what irreparable harm I've done. I really didn't understand how to be a part of your lives. I locked you out because I was afraid. It's caused me severe, severe damage in a way that only a person who has been in my shoes would ever know.
Mr. Houston, I hear you, beloved. You are making this about you.
No, I'm not, man.
Hold on, hold on. Do you hear your father accepting responsibility, Sean?
I feel like he's making excuses like he always does.
Do you hear your father accepting responsibility, Juba?
I've expressed to you what you need to do, man. And you have to really accept the fact that you can't make no excuses. You can't even put up a guard.
You can't really, truly, truly understand me through words. You can't. And nobody else can. I've been as close to death as one can get. And until I owned up, until I sat in this stillness and I had the time to think about the harm that I had
done. Mr. Houston, you are making this about you again.
Well, ma'am, I don't know what you want from me.
But it seemed like to me you want sympathy.
And tell me what that face is that you're wearing. You're wearing a face.
Because I know my father to be a very smart man. I know you to be a very smart man. So I can see you wrapping your mind around what's expected of you today in this process. I'm not necessarily sure I'm hearing anything different than what we already heard from you. I've seen you cry before me. I've seen all of that. But I haven't seen you follow up and try to attempt to change anything in our relationship. It's always like this great epiphany that happens, but nothing else happens after that. And so I'm wondering if you had this huge epiphany after your stroke, when after the stroke were you gonna reach out to us?
I wanted my sons, in fact, really to see me where I was at least presentable enough to get all of you together to say, hey, Dad, we forgive you.
Dad, do you understand that when you told us you had a stroke, we didn't believe you? Because you lied so much, we did not believe you. We laughed about it. And I feel horrible about that now because we actually sat and joked about you having a stroke.
I really don't know if these are the proper words for me to say, or in the text context that is proper English. But I truly, truly realize that more importantly that you are reflecting back to me the lies that I told.
What does that mean? How are they reflecting the lies that you told?
Because of the mistrust. Because of their own
words. Mr. Houston,
it's
real simple. You lied to your sons. You didn't honor your word. When you said you were coming, you didn't. And they waited for you. And you gave them reasons and excuses for not coming. Mr. Houston, that's real simple.
We don't need the grand speech. You know, we need you to be straight up. Just like I'm being straight up with you, you need to be straight up with us.
And I told you yesterday.
Excuse me, Juba. I really don't need to hear any more about what people ask me or what people told me. What I really, truly need...
Pa, stop. That's selfish.
No, 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 upfront about what I'm feeling.
No,
and what I'm feeling.
I'm not going to allow you to do that. I'm not going to allow you to do it.
I can't ask for any forgiveness from my sons. No, because you don't know me.
And no, and that's the problem.
But that's you don't know me because of the fact that I didn't tell you about me.
No, you didn't show up.
I didn't
share. You wasn't there.
About me.
You wasn't there.
You understand? I didn't.
You wasn't there to let us know you.
I took care of responsibility ever since I can remember. I got tired.
And so have I.
And guess what?
And I didn't abandon my children, Pop.
I left. I don't know what else to say.
Could you listen?
I don't know what else to explain.
Mr. Houston, calm down. Calm down.
That's all you have to do.
Please, ma'am. Please, don't put your hands on me.
Listen, just sit down.
Pop, sit down, man.
Sit down.
Because that's not right.
Just sit down.
Sit down, man.
Hey,
that's
come on,
not right.
Sit, Mr. Houston.
No, no.
Stressing yourself out.
No.
You are not going to leave your sons again. You're going to listen.
No, I ain't going to listen.
You're going to listen, Mr. Houston. Just
I just
have a seat.
Need some time.
Okay,
breathe.
So
please. Don't touch me.
No, now you're not going to tell me don't touch you.
No, don't touch me like that.
Hold.
Please.
Let me say something to you. First of all,
I love you too much.
And I love
right
you too
now,
much.
I need to calm down.
Okay,
well,
then do
it. I need to calm down.
Take a breath.
Do it.
So hold up.
You a man
Pop.
Like me. What's
Pop.
Wrong with you?
No, when you said to me just now, you said to me, don't physically touch me like that. No, you don't tell me that because you're my father and I have a right to touch you like that.
Let's get it out. Come on.
I have a right to hug you, to love you.
I express myself. If that's not enough, I don't know what else I can do.
Your youngest son is speaking. Tell him.
This just reminds me too much of you and my mother and what I had to deal with in the house. I need you to sit down and stay and actually deal with this. I don't need for you to get up and walk out. I need for you to confront yourself, confront us, and sit down and deal with this. You walking out, you blowing off steam, it's not going to do nothing for us. I need you to sit the f*** down, because that we're not going to do today.
Okay, just give
Let
me time
Let
to
him go.
Cool
Let him go. He's all right.
Myself down.
Okay, so why not have a seat?
I can't sit.
You can. You're choosing not to.
You gotta sit down, because we can't
you
talk
can.
Like that.
You can.
You're choosing not to. Just sit and relax.
You're
please.
Choosing not to.
You think I don't understand your story, man. You think I don't understand.
I don't know what it's like.
Listen, I'm not gonna feel sorry for you, man.
I don't need no
That's what you want.
Different. No, it is.
Yeah,
it is.
Why don't you shut up and listen,
man? No. No, you gotta think higher. Think higher. Okay, so look at me. You are far too intelligent. Far too powerful to have this kind of reaction to the suggestion of a simple sentence. You're making this about you. It's very simple. Sean, I lied to you. They don't care why. Isam, I lied to you. When he was sitting on that step, waiting for you, for every car that came by, and you didn't show up, you lied to him. Juba, I lied to you. That's simple. That's ownership. Make a new choice, Mr. Houston. Look at me.
I'm not worthy of this.
Yes,
or at least
are.
I don't think
well,
I'm.
You
but
feel
like
that.
I'm not really like
that.
Like
man.
That.
Well, listen.
Because I'm not.
But you know what, Mr. Houston? I'm inviting you to do something. And you can either run the story or you can make another choice. How about that? Do they know where you were at 15?
No.
Well, why don't you tell them where you were on that roof?
I was about to take my own life. I just couldn't deal with it anymore. I was put in a mental institution for almost 2 years because they said that I had problems and they took me away for a while.
I'm gonna tell you something about feeling sorry for yourself and not forgiving yourself for things you've done. Pity brought me to the point where I felt the same way you felt. But instead of a ledge, I was on the dock with a gun. And I put the gun to my head, and I just didn't want to live. I didn't know why I didn't want to live. It's just I was tired for no reason. Mm. You know? I heard my mother's voice, you know what I'm saying? Don't do it. It'll get better. And I didn't do it, and I'm glad I didn't do it, because I'm able to be here to talk to you about it, you know.
Let me explain.
No explanation.
Let me say
no
this
explanation.
To you.
No explanation.
I don't want an explanation, man. All I want from you is to keep it simple. I lied to you, and I'm sorry. And I'm going to do better. And we can move on from there. But all, you know, all this emotional crying and beating around the bush and trying to give me a... I know what you went through. I know you're a veteran. I know some of the things you went through. I understand you didn't come back, you know, mentally equipped to deal with a lot of things you had to deal with. I understand. So we're not trying to gang up on you, but we want you to be real. That's all I wanted you to be my whole life, is be real.
Mr. Houston, you lied about these two young men having a brother. And are you aware that in your dishonesty with Isam and Sean, that you were denying your son?
Yes.
Mr. Houston, did you refer to your son as a bastard?
Yes, ma'am, I did. I was wrong. I was wrong.
Tell him this for me, Mr. Houston. Juba, you are not a bastard.
Juba, my son, you're not a bastard.
Looking at them now is how you become accountable for it. Without any frills or ribbons or bows, I lied to you. Please forgive me.
In my heart, I'm asking for forgiveness.
Forgive him.
There's a communication that Isam needs to have with you.
I mean, there is that one situation that bothers me most, a story that I was told of you arguing with my mother and you taking me and hanging me out of a window.
Whoever told you that was telling my son a lie.
Is it possible that...
No part.
Okay. All right.
So... That's a definite... Let me be concise and let me be clear. No.
She told you her side. He's told you his side. Whether you know or not now is up to you. Sean, what I needed from you was...
What I needed from you was guidance. And you weren't there, and that made me feel more alone than I already felt.
What I needed from you was...
What I needed for you was your presence, and you wasn't there. And that made me feel lost.
Yeah. Okay. I truly apologize. And I would ask for your forgiveness.
Mr. Houston cannot undo the past, but he can choose to change the relationship he shares with his sons moving forward.
I would ask you to start here. And today, I reclaim my son, Juba. Let him know that.
I reclaim my son, Juba. I reclaim my son, Sean. And I reclaim my youngest son, Isam Sharif.
But the biggest thing, Mr. Houston, is they have to know they can trust you with their heart. They have to know that. Trust me, it hurts these sons to think of their father as a liar. That hurts them. So, when I reseat you, come over here.
Yes, ma'am.
At the head of this village. You have to know that they're trusting you.
Yes, ma'am.
And when the king abdicates the throne, the entire village suffers. Cannot abdicate the throne again. You just can't. It will cost you everything. And them too.
Before I leave, I walk Mr. Houston and his sons through a sacred cleansing ceremony, a ritual that symbolically washes away the past and makes way for a new future.
So, Baba, come on. Okay. What do you want to affirm for your son?
I affirmed my commitment to my grandchildren. I affirm you as my son.
Ooh. I want you to kneel there for me. I want you to put your head over there. And you're going to bless his head.
Yes, ma'am. I affirm my son, Sean Pierre. I affirm my commitment to you as your father.
Love you, Dad.
I want my youngest son to know that from my heart, I love you very much.
I love you.
I love you a lot, man.
It has been an honor for me that you would trust me enough with your heart, your story, and your brother's. Well, my work here is done.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Want to make Mom's Day? Get to your Nordstrom Rack now and score amazing deals for Mother's Day, which is Sunday, May 12th. Find tons of gifts from only $30 at Nordstrom Rack. Fragrance, jewelry, luxury bags, activewear, beauty, and more. Save on Kate Spade New York, Stuart Weitzman, and Ted Baker London. Great brands, great prices. So shop your Nordstrom Rack store today and treat Mom to the good stuff from just $30.
Hi, it's Martha Stewart. You know, I spend a lot of time thinking about dirt. At 3 a.m., at all hours of the day, really. What people don't know is that not all dirt is the same. You need dirt with the right kind of nutrients. New Miracle-Gro organic raised bed and garden soil is so dense, so full of nutrient-rich, high-quality ingredients. Miracle-Gro is simply the best.